A jack of all trades is a master of none. However, the quote itself actually is supposed to be a positive quote, but somebody cut it in the middle. A jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Today, I want to talk about a jack of all trades is a master of none. A quote you've probably heard many times. I want to tell you why that is very, very wrong and how if you can flip the mindset on this, then you could have extreme success in your life. Today's video was sponsored by Huel, a quick, affordable, nutritionally complete source of food with everything that your body needs. To get offers, go to the link down below. I really do use Huel every single day and I recommend it to everybody. Anyway, let's dive into the video. So you've all probably heard the quote before. A jack of all trades is a master of none, and it carries many different negative connotations, and it might have been used against you in the past. Maybe you were doing multiple projects, maybe you like to have different business ideas in your head and different athletic feats in your head at the same time, and somebody said, a jack of all trades is a master of none, and you've taken it on board like, yeah, I need to really focus on one thing right now. Which is great. It's a very, very good thing to have, an attribute to have, to becoming successful. However, the quote itself actually is supposed to be a positive quote, but somebody cut it in the middle because the quote is roughly goes, a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. And it's originally thought that the quote was to describe Shakespeare and that Shakespeare didn't only write his plays, he would do everything from stagehand to set design to taking on roles because he needed to do that to get his plays into the theatres. He needed to do that to be able to get his plays off the ground. And the reason that I wanted to make a video about this today is because this particular skill is one of the most overlooked skills of all time, in my opinion, in business, especially because of this quote, the jack of all trades is a master of none, and this negative connotation of you can't do multiple things, you should be an expert and niche down as much as you possibly can. And today, with society's pressure of that and social media, especially social media, the pressure of that, people have started to think I can only be one thing. I must be the guy who opens Pokemon cards. I must be the powerlifter. I must be the filmmaker. I must be the motivational speaker. And there are a few people out there who break this rule in a very, very big way. And I want to share that with you today and highlight how that can also make you successful and why you should not niche down so tightly. So just the example of social media and to explain for you guys how I see it right now. Social media's algorithm develops a community around you that likes a particular message. And as you go further and further down that rabbit hole, your audience becomes more and more niched. When in reality, whilst it's important to attract people to what you are doing, you also want to expand so you're drawing different people in and different communities in to be invested in who you are, not the niche that you are doing. So loads of people break this mold, and in particular, one person, Gary Vee. He's a great example of somebody who breaks this mold, who is a jack of all trades. He has a few things going for himself. He was very niche down at the beginning, which is usually how we should start out at a niche. He was a wine taster. He had the wine library. This is how he became big in social media, and people started to know who he was through the wine library. And then he started to expand, and now he does loads of different things. And his audience don't enjoy absolutely everything that he does, but they love who he is. And that's why, for me, it was super important to break free on social media. And I explain that to a lot of people, that you should also break free on social media. But that implication of becoming a particular type of person on social media also has massive ramifications when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneurship. Because if you carry that over into business, it can be extremely detrimental. I don't think that the issues on social media and trying to grow a social media platform, unless that's your thing, are that bad. But when you translate it to business, when you are a startup company and you're trying to start in business, this is extremely important. And I'm going to explain through my own eyes. So the business that we run here is YouTube and a production company. And there's loads of other things as well, but let's just stick to those two things, YouTube and a production company. So we make films and we make YouTube videos. And when I do that, when I began to do that, I had to do every single role. I had to edit, which I'm not a massive fan of, but I had to edit. I had to film, I had to interview, I had to learn cinematography, learn set design, learn lighting, learn sound design, learn how to run a business, learn how to run social medias. All these things I had to have. I had to wear all these little feathers in my cap, because that's just how startup is. You need to have 10 different hats and 10 different roles. But why is it important? Why is it important to become a jack of all trades, to understand every single trade? And the jack of all trades thing becomes very important in a team setting and a leadership setting because of this exact reason. When you're running a business, to have this mind that can juggle between all these different roles and really have a objective view of a particular skill set or a particular thing is game changing. And when we're taught to be a master of one, because a jack of all trades is a bad thing, in business, when you get down the line, and let's say you're a team of 10, and there's a guy who is, for us, let's say, is the sound mixer, and they do a great job of sound mixing, and we have a master of one, and I don't understand any of that role. One day, that guy gets sick, he leaves, he quits, he goes to another company, whatever, and production would halt, because I could not step in that role, I could not articulate to get another person to step into that role. And I would struggle to hire somebody and train them into that position straight away because I wouldn't be able to articulate what I wanted. That's why it's super important. You need to understand every single role so you can juggle all these, spin all these plates, and you can get people to step into those roles eventually. When you are beginning, if you're just the master of one, you will not go very far. That's when you'll need a big team behind you. But even then, it's super important to be a jack of all trades. The other thing about being a jack of all trades and not being just a master of one, something that I have subscribed to many times, is that it's fun. You know, the monotony of doing something over and over again every single day is difficult. It can be hard. It can be draining. And it's, again, it's not to say that you shouldn't do that. 100%, you should really try and be excellent and master a skill. But that does not mean you can shut yourself off to other things. I know extremely successful people who are absolute masters in their field. You know, some of the top CEOs in the country, and they like to do art on the side. They do paintings at weekends. That's got nothing to do with what they do at work. It's got nothing to do with their mastery. And they are definitely just a jack of that trade. They enjoy doing that trade. They enjoy doing that thing. And you could call it a hobby, but you know, they do it in a way that some people might feel is professional, but they're not becoming a master at it. And maybe they were stretched to become the master that they could be, but it's not going to help their mastery at their best chosen skill. Could they be better at their chosen skill if they didn't do that and they just focused on their chosen skill? And this is where the debate happens. I believe not. When you shut yourself down to become exactly one thing all the time, you miss things. It's when we talk to Master Shihong Yi, and I believe this 100%. Sometimes when you are working on a problem and you're looking in a certain direction to solve that problem, and the obvious place to solve that problem, sometimes it's when you turn in the opposite direction and you look where you least expect it, where you find the answer. Because most of the times when you're facing difficult equations to solve, the answer is unusual. It's not usually where you would look for it. It's usually in a different place. To be excellent at something, to be great at something, usually requires you to be different. So you wouldn't be looking in the obvious place. So this is where, for me, learning a new skill, mastering it, trying to master a new skill, or trying to excel in a new skill outside of the thing that you are the master of, also helps the skill that you are the master of. For me, this is like in business, I've got these two things. I've got chalk and cheese, where I've got the business is very much a book smart thing. It's something that you can learn, you know, in a book, go to school, do a degree, do a course, all this kind of stuff. Whereas on the other side of it, the filmmaking, yes, you can go to school, but it is much more a creative element of it. It's a creative thing. It's an art form. It's painting. It's splashing paint on the walls. It's very, very creative. So when I have these two things, they clash massively. In some ways, they clash massively. They're not supposed to be together, but it's so funny. In business, sometimes I find my answers over here in the creativity. Sometimes I find many of my answers here because you think in a completely different way. When you think in a very direct way for business, it's really good. You know, formulas and following an order is really, really good. But sometimes, let's say I'm trying to make a deal, I can't use all those skills all the time. Yes, there are formulas and different routes that I would go for to make a deal. But when I come in with my creative head to make a deal happen, this is where I have success, when there is these things mixing together. And it's the same vice versa. I could be creative all day. I could get a camera, I could run around the city and I could film awesome shots and have fun all day and I would love it. But I would probably struggle to make a film. If I have the structure element of it and I bring the structure into my creative, that's when I have the magic. It's when the magic happens, when these two things mix together. And again, I'm a master of neither. I'm striving to be a master of both, but I am a master of neither. But it doesn't mean I can just be a master of one. I shouldn't just be a master of one. Why can't I strive to be a master of both? Why can't I strive to be a master of filmmaking? And once I achieve that, and I've been working on my business head the whole time, maybe I become a master of business as well. And again, it's where we are short-sighted in this belief system that we are trained as children to think eventually that we need to do one thing only, and never ever look past that. And I promise you, the most successful people in life, they might have been a master at their degree and in their schooling and, you know, in business, but it was something creative, something different, a different way of being that made them excellent in their field, that made them very, very special. And, you know, you can look at all the greats out there from sports, you know, there's sports, there's athletics, there's boxers and fighters that look at philosophy to teach them how to fight, look at history. Mike Tyson's one of the greatest, in my opinion, greatest modern philosophers and an unbelievable historian. And he used that and applied that to his boxing. I mean, these two things, imagine that. Like, because you know who Mike Tyson is, you think to yourself, well, that makes sense, Mike Tyson. But what made Mike Tyson so brilliant is that he took these two different things that are the complete opposite. Because if I went to my history teacher in school and somebody told me that he's the greatest heavyweight boxer of all time, and he studied these great warriors, I'd be bamboozled that this man could fight. You know, it's not an assumption you would make. It's not something that mixes together. And the same with the boxing world. You wouldn't put them down as historians and philosophers. But then Mike came in and he blends these two things together for his career. Just naturally, that's what he was interested in. And he's this great fighter and this great philosopher. And he has these two things mixed together. And yeah, that's how it works. I hope you're enjoying this talk with me so far. Today's episode was sponsored by Huel, a quick, affordable, nutritionally complete source of food with everything that your body needs. Find out more with the link in the description where you can get offers as well. I really do fully recommend these guys. I've been using them for the last 2 years and I'll be flying to New York tomorrow night. And I have a suitcase full of this stuff, so I don't have to consume plain food. And I know I can get everything that I need at a grab of a bottle. Link down below. The reason that I'm so frustrated and maybe excitable on this conversation is because I've experienced this myself. So it all started from the Instagram algorithm. And if some of you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I went from, you know, 10,000 followers to 500,000 followers extremely quickly. And it was a certain type of content that I was posting that made that happen. So Instagram, they loved it. They loved that I was posting, and I'll share with you what that content was. It was mostly the interviews that we did around philosophy and spirituality. And whilst that's a very, very important thing to me, it's not who I am, but if I post anything outside of spirituality and philosophy, the algorithm says, absolutely no. You know, we're not showing this to anybody. We'll give you 20 or 30 times less likes and interaction on that content, and it would shut the content down. I post about, you know, a spirituality and it would fly. And it still happens kind of to this day. So the algorithm was really forcing me into a position where I had to choose this content, otherwise it wouldn't perform well. And one day I realized, what am I doing this for? Like, why am I doing this for likes and interactions to grow my following, when really I want to share who I am and the messages that I want to share and the people that I've spoken to who might not be based in philosophy. They might be based in just being a hard-nosed fighter, which is really important to me, to be a tough, I'm not going to swear, but tough guy, a tough person. You know, that's a huge part of who I am. Probably the biggest part is about working really hard and facing your fears and working through pain. It's a really, really big part of who I am. And I couldn't share that. And I thought, why am I going to continually share things that I don't believe in and messages I don't believe in? So I started to post a little bit more of the messages, and I started to share more of my messages and more of those tougher messages. And Instagram didn't like it, you know, and the content didn't perform as well. And slowly but surely, it's getting a little bit better. But my point is that we are taught and trained by loads of different things to niche down. In fact, you've probably heard it. If you're trying to grow a social media following, or business, or in school, or in life, you know, or your parents, they've told you, you need to focus on one thing. And whilst that is very, very important, you can't get yourself into the frame of mind that that is the one rule that you must live by. Because if you do that, then when you go into business and, you know, you do something creative and, you know, you go on social media, even then you might not have as much success, but you go on social media, eventually you'll become to resent it because you are not one dimensional. And this is where it all boils down to. Humans are extremely unique. We are all unique. We all have loads of different facets to us. And that might be skills, that might be mastery, that might be hobbies and fun. But to shut yourself down in the pursuit of success to one thing, I think is a mistake. And it's not to say, I want to put this guideline out there. When you are starting and when you are beginning and you're coming up with the idea phase, when we're in the idea phase, niche down. You know, you don't want to be broad. You do not want to be broad and be like, have a little bit of everything. But once you've niched down and you found your thing, then you need to really unlock yourself with your goal. Have your goal, it stays the same, but you really need to really unlock yourself on how you get to that goal and how you achieve that goal. And then how you live your life as an entrepreneur, a businessman, an athlete, whatever it is, how you live your life. Because shutting yourself down to one thing in the long run will result, in my opinion, in the long run will result in a negative, it'll be negative. The thing is progression, people think progression is like this and it slowly ticks up and it's like a little progress bar, but it's not, it's really like this. And some of your biggest wins and some of my biggest wins in business have been these huge swings to the upside from the creative side coming in, a different idea shift. And this is where I want to leave it lastly, is that you must think differently. I would love to make a channel and videos for people who just want to become mildly successful in whatever it is. And when I say successful, my definition is achieving the goals that you want to achieve. It's not about money. It's not about fame or anything like that. You know, whatever you set your mind on. But if you want to be mildly successful on this channel, that's not what we're trying to share. We're trying to share excellence. I want to share with people who want to, you know, see, let's say somebody runs 100 miles where they want to run 300, you know, let's say somebody opens a business and, you know, the idea I could do $100 million in revenue. I want somebody who goes, well, if that's what the standard is, then why can't we do $1 billion? Why can't I share this message with a million people? Why can't, you know, 1 billion people see that? And I'm throwing random numbers out there at the moment, but I'm talking about, I want it to be that we are striving for excellence. Les Brown says it, shoot for the moon and you'll end up on the stars. And for me, it is super important to really overextend what you are trying to achieve. And I'm not saying that everybody should think the same, but that's what we're trying to do on this channel. They're the people we speak to. You know, everybody that we speak to is excellent at something. Absolutely excellent at something. Whether it's been just an absolute tough person to make it through their life, or excellent at sharing their spiritual message with millions of people, we are striving for excellency. And to me, to get there, you cannot be one-dimensional. You must think differently. I hope that makes sense. And I think I can look at every single guest I've had on the show, whether they would agree with it or not, they are different types of thinkers. They do not think the same way that most people think. And I know those guys, like so many of them, in these processes, they're professionals and masters at one particular skill. Nearly all of them are. However, they can also tell absolutely everybody on that team exactly how they want all the other jobs doing as well, exactly how they want the social media to look, exactly how they want the brand image to look, exactly how they want the sound to be. They can articulate it because they understand it, because they have learned these things as well. And we are taught to be one-dimensional. I think that is so bad for the pathway to success. I'm going to close it out there. To round it up is that you are very, very unique and different. And to think that you could niche down to one skill and be a master of one skill is, in my opinion, detrimental to your pathway to success. And you must look and master other skills. Go out there, buy books on other things. Go out there and look at obscure pieces of nature and art forms and wine tasting and movies and film and whatever you are doing. Sometimes it's good to look in the opposite place. Seek in the opposite place. Like Master Shahungi said, you know, look in the opposite direction and sometimes you'll find the answer. You do not need to be one dimensional. That idea is wrong. And you can be very unique and a master of one skill as well. You can do both. Today's video was sponsored by Huel, a quick, affordable, nutritionally complete source of food with everything that your body needs. You guys know I've been using Huel for the past 2 years, and I fully recommend them. Like, I used these before they were a sponsor of the channel. So if you want to find out more and get offers, go to the link in the description. I'm flying out to New York tomorrow night after Neve does her powerlifting meet. We're really busy. And yes, our luggage will be filled full of Huel so we can stay on point with our macros, on point with our nutrition, know that we're getting all the energy, not have to eat plain food and get, you know, some great vegan sources of protein and nutrients in my diet whilst on the go. If you would like to do that whilst you are leading a busy life, go to the link in the description. And yeah, thank you for watching, guys, as always. I'm trying to do more talk tos on these videos, and I will structure these a little bit more if you think that I should structure them a little bit. At the moment, I've had some good friends of mine in the space ask me to start sharing my story and being more vocal and talking about my opinions a little bit more online. I'm going to stop saying that's just my opinion a little bit less as well. Because you don't need to agree with it. I know I said that a few times in that piece then, and I'll stop saying it because it might just be my opinion, but we don't all have to agree. So, yeah. And, you know, a lot of the content that we've shared and the algorithms asked me to share has been spiritual, has been, you know, inspiring kind of more spiritual kind of stuff. And that's a huge part of who I am. But a massive, massive part of who I am is that I like to face extremely tough situations. And sharing my experience around that is probably more valuable to you guys than me sharing about spirituality and inspiration all the time, when my guests do a much better job than I do. If you think these should be more structured and you want me to go point by point, let me know, because this at the moment we're just going off the top of my head because people have said I should do this. I said, right, I'm just going to get in front of the camera, start sharing with the audience. But if you think I should add some more structure to it, comment down below. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed, productive day, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.